We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Even though I'll slip a hot dog in your butthole, pull it out, put it on a bun, and eat it. Is that bad? I don't know. My guests today, you know them from the internet. They have Instagrams. They have Facebook accounts. They are two of my oldest fucking friends. They came to visit, and I said, I put you to work. I put you on my podcast. You have no choice because I'm driving the car. Please welcome all the way from fucking Australia, John Mason.
Hi.
Ooh, and all the way from New Jersey, Nick Stavola.
Hello.
Okay, what a treat. Have either one of you done a podcast before?
No.
Oh my God, I am popping your cherry and it's fucking fabulous.
My podcast cherry is being
popped. Okay, so John, I know that you are not single because we're fucking friends.
Yep.
So you, you have been in a relationship for 3 years?
3 years. We just celebrated our anniversary.
That's a long ass time.
Very long.
So where did you find him?
The internet. No, that's a lie. I just totally lied.
There's truth in comedy. I don't. Okay. No lying.
Okay. So my former roommate in Australia is...
I just want to say to my listeners, you will hear a slight Australian accent from my friend John, even though he was born and raised in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Okay, please continue, Madonna.
So I met him through my old roommate. They are best friends, or they're very good friends. And he came on real hard, real hard. He followed that pursuit.
Yes.
And I finally gave in.
Yes.
Because, you know, I moved to Australia and I was like, I'm trying to bang everything.
Yes.
Because Australian guys are really hot, FYI.
Yes.
And he just kept going and I gave in and now we're happily in love.
Ugh, what a dream. And then you moved in together. How long was it before you guys moved in together?
Probably shortly after we started officially dating, because he was back and forth at the time from his hometown and Sydney. And so he kind of was just staying with me and then he was staying more and more and more. And then we eventually, about a year ago, just moved into our own place in Melbourne. So we moved cities.
Yes, you moved full ass cities.
Was it hard to start over in Melbourne?
Melbourne.
Maybe.
It was difficult. I mean, moving to Sydney was difficult as well. As you probably know, moving to a new city, you have no friends.
Yeah.
And I still have no friends, so that didn't change. And I had to change my jobs when we moved. I was with the same company, but different role. So it was definitely a bit of a struggle. And the weather sucks in Melbourne. It's not like you go to Australia and
it's not like beach time all the time.
Yeah.
When I was in Sydney, it was hot.
Well, that's what, as an American, I was like, everywhere is Bondi Beach. But that's not the case.
No.
It's very cold. So,
Snickles, I'm interrupting you, John. Snickles, I call Nick Snickles. Mm-hmm. I also call him Prada Promises.
And I call you Kitty.
Kitty happy. Mm-hmm. So, Snickles, I know you're single because we're fucking friends.
Right.
Is this by choice? Do you want to be in a relationship?
Absolutely,
this I don't know.
By choice.
Yeah?
No room for a relationship.
Okay.
The only relationship I'm having is with me and my dog. And not bestiality.
Okay. All right. Thank you for clarifying. Because someone could have been listening and been like, Nicole's friend fucks his dog.
He's
That's
really
not right.
Fucking weird.
I love that you're in a relationship with Missy and Henry.
Henricia.
Henricia is the fattest dog I have ever met.
Yep.
He has bitten me several times because I didn't release the treat fast enough.
He gets really crazy about
so it. So crazy. Yeah. It's insanity, and I fucking love it. You were in a very long-term relationship for a very long
time. 5 years.
That, to me, is an eternity.
Mind-blowing.
And I feel like a lot of people are very happy to jump in another relationship almost like immediately after, but you, I feel like, have been single for like 3 years?
Yeah, about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people do like jump into relationships real quick.
You're not about
I
that
I have
life.
No time for that.
Okay. Fair. And you guys, you know, I'm fucking single.
You are?
Do you guys do apps? Nick, do you do apps? Do you do Grindr?
I've tried Grindr once in a while, but that's just for like hooking up when I'm like, what's going on?
What's going on?
And you're just like, hey. Who's going to respond?
So wait.
Sitting there naked in the bed.
And is that your strategy to get naked in bed and just send a bunch of hays?
Yeah.
And see who says hey back?
Because at that point, I just don't have a need for clothes.
I fucking love it. So, John, did you do apps at all
yeah,
in Australia?
Former, yeah. App queen, honey.
Oh, really?
All of them.
Yas.
Well, maybe Ryan's listening, so none of them. But yeah, I had the majority of them.
He will be listening. And guess what? You had a life before him, you'll have a life after him.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay, so we have known each other for such a fucking long time.
Yeah.
I think I met John. I met Nick first.
Mm-hmm.
I met you in pre-algebra.
In math class, right?
In Mrs. Barada's class.
Called me Mr. Chuckles.
I said something hilarious
Make me laugh, Mr. Chuckles.
And then you just giggled, and I was like, okay, Mr. Chuckles. And then I globbed onto you and wouldn't let you live your life.
Right. And then you like bullied me.
Truly, I did bully. Yeah. I bullied you into friendship.
And I loved it.
I would come down to your lunch period when I was supposed to be in English. I would steal cookies from the cafeteria because I've been fat my whole life. I remember one time that lady was like, you stole a cookie. I said, threw it under the vending machine.
Yeah, you chucked it. You're like, no, I didn't. And then we
what
ran.
Cookie? And then shortly, I think that was sophomore year, then junior year, I met you, John.
Yeah.
Because I was talking about, I was like, oh, there's this kid in my class. He's like pretty funny, John Mason. And Catherine was like, John Mason is hilarious. Then I went to school the next day and I was like, heard you're fucking funny. Make me laugh. Like a nightmare.
And I did not make you laugh. And
you sure didn't.
You were not happy about that.
I think I was like, I'll let this slide. Like, who am I?
Well, I think Catherine thought I was funny because we were in biology class together and I knew nothing. So she just found humor in my ignorance.
She was like, it's so funny that he doesn't study.
Yeah. And then the teacher would ask questions and I'd be like, muscles. And the question had nothing to do with that at all.
The question was like 2 + 2 and you're like, muscles.
Muscles. And I still say that.
I mean, oh, what a treat, what a dream. I'm so pleased to be your friend.
Thank you, same.
Since you guys have known me for so long, why do you think I'm single? And you can be as brutally honest as you want. Like, I once had someone say they didn't think I respected myself. He won't let that episode air, but it's there and it's in my mind.
Look, I don't necessarily know, to be honest, because I think you're a fucking treat. Like, everything about you is amazing, really. Your personality, your sense of humor. You're very charismatic,
yes.
So people may find it difficult to keep up for extended periods of time.
Mm.
So that I can understand, but that's the only reason I could think of.
Snickers.
I mean, I think you're a treat, but I would just keep sucking dick. I mean, just live your fantasy.
I'm tired of sucking different dicks. I want the same dick. I want to come home to that dick and be like, I know this dick.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to like unzipping someone's pants and being like, oh no, it's bent the wrong way. You only got one ball.
Which way is the right way?
Yeah.
Up.
Upward. Okay.
Curve like a banana up.
Yeah. Well, so, you do realize if you turn a banana around, it curves in a different direction.
Yeah. Well, I want a banana curved up. That's why I clarified curved up.
Wait, how do you eat your banana?
Yeah, which side do you peel
up?
It?
What? How do I eat my banana?
Yeah.
I obviously eat my banana over my head and then funnel it into my mouth. How does everybody else eat their banana? Oh, boy. You guys are very good to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're very sweet. You're very supportive.
Well, you deserve those things.
Yeah. And I'm trying to find men or women. Honestly, I'm very open. Or someone non-binary. Like, if you want to be a unicorn princess fairy and that's how you identify, I'll fucking date you.
Yeah,
I
I'd
don't
be okay with that.
Care at this point. I don't even know what I identify as anymore. I guess a woman.
I would say so.
Yeah. I mean, it's all there.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I identify as, like, a lady giraffe, a lady hippo, I don't know.
She's
lady bird's taken.
She's wearing a dress of flowers, so today she identifies as a
she's
field.
Floral.
Yeah, I'm a field of dreams.
Wait, so has anyone actually reached out to you after listening to these podcasts?
A lot of gay men are like, if I wasn't gay, I'd fuck ya.
Isn't that the worst to hear?
It's awful because it's not helpful.
Right.
Unless you're coming to fuck, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, it's nice.
Just stop doing it.
Stop.
End up just discussing your affinity of swallowing dicks.
I love swallowing dicks. Like, honestly, I could probably... Like, if the Guinness Book of World Records wanted to have, like, the longest dick suck-off, I would probably win it. My jaw never gets tired. I don't swallow, so I won't get full. You know?
Please, please tell me that someone listening has some connection to the Guinness Book of World Records.
I hope so. I also, please, I entrust the two of you to put that on my headstone.
Yeah.
I don't swallow, so I never get full.
Your epitaph is sorted.
What's an epitaph?
I wish I could give you an educated answer to that, but I'm pretty certain it's just what's written on your headstone.
Sounds like Laffy Taffy. Epitaph, Laffy Taffy. That's the only thing I heard. I was like, Laffy Taffy.
Laffy Taffy.
Laffy Taffy.
How does that song go?
What?
That Laffy Taffy song?
Oh, more than Laffy Taffy. More than Laffy Taffy. More than Laffy Taffy. I'm like 99% sure that's it. It's just a man very lowly repeating Laffy Taffy. And then there's like a dance to it where you just kind of like move to the right and you move to the left. And I Laffy Taffy.
And I Laffy Taffy.
Wow, that got too visual for anybody listening. Okay, I want you guys to go through my dating profile. Where is she? Oh, no. How do I get to me?
You're getting all the notifications
now. This is the worst. Yes. Okay. Let me close it first. Let me reopen it. Let me hit my face again. There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, she doesn't buy new phones. She has a very old phone.
I don't have an old phone. I have furniture. No. That is... To clarify that joke earlier, Nick said, I don't care about new phones. I have a house and furniture.
Yeah.
And it was very funny to me.
It was really, that was great that time.
That was great.
So what am I looking at here?
I want you to, both of you, if you can at the same time, take a gander at my profile. Describe what you see to listeners. And if you want to follow along, see what they see, I posted the newest pictures on my profile.
It says Nicole 28.
Shut up. I know. I don't know. I haven't logged into Facebook in forever. It's connected through my Facebook. It was before the internet knew how old I was.
Are you literally trying to cover up lying about your age?
I'm explaining why I lied. It's because the internet didn't know how old I was. And as an actress, it's hard once you get to a certain age to get some work. You know, and I just wanted to keep getting hired. So yes, it's 28 and I'm not going to change it.
So the first thing that we see is... and I quote verbatim, I'm a big old bitch with a fat ass.
No, you gotta say it right. I'm a big old bitch.
Oh, there's
no fat ass. Hey.
Thank you, Snickles.
Exclamation.
And I don't know what you're holding. I think it's the top of a pineapple.
Is that a Christmas photo?
I couldn't really tell you.
No, but... it's at the worst restaurant I've ever been to. John George's LA. Please don't go. And
God, there's a live
I have
Yelp
no review. Shame saying that because I was there for 2 hours and all I had was dinner. And they like wouldn't bring us food and my steak was cold.
Wait, so I mean...
Oh, so it's a pineapple drink where... Yeah.
Oh, I get it now.
Like the top cocktail. Is the pineapple to the top of the drink.
I mean, well, all I can see from this photo is that your makeup is stunning and your
it
hair is on
pressed.
Point.
Thank you. I blended
and your
that
boobs look
day.
Really big.
My what?
Your boobs look big.
Yes, come through titties.
I just don't know if heterosexuals probably have the same observance. Or
I mean, that is one of my biggest problems with straight men. Very rarely do they look at me and go, your makeup is flawless, girl. Wow, that blending. Are you using a beauty blender?
I didn't even know you were contouring. You are so well blended.
Oh, wow. Is that a contour? The highlight is popping.
Is that Anastasia? Beverly Hills?
I would die. I would
is
just...
that Anastasia in Hollywood?
I would just pop up from the side of the table and go, you slay, bitch.
Maybe men want women to look like dumpsters, but, like, I don't think so.
Do they know the difference, though, really?
I think they understand over makeup, but then, like, when a woman is wearing minimal makeup, they're like, oh, wow, she's bare-faced and fresh-faced.
Yeah,
that
whole
it.
Kim Kardashian
and it's like,
quote.
No, we wearing it all. Okay, keep going through the fair.
How do I swipe? Well, I don't know. Do we swipe this? It's like
you swipe through the pictures.
I'm definitely a thought, the happiest out there.
Okay, that's
that makes me really happy for you.
Also, not a photo. The next picture looks to me like you standing next to Trixie Mattel's car, with a very, very beautiful
that
voluptuous
Jeep she rode in at DragCon.
Yeah. And you're wearing a skirt. And overalls, I think.
Is it an overall dress?
It's an overall dress, yes. Come through, Cabbage Patch Doll realness.
I see it for that. A garbage pail kid.
Oh, thank you.
I mean,
definitely
again.
Definitely a garbage pail kid.
I'm focused on your highlights. Like, I really am
the
looking
Jeep
at the
reminds
thing.
Me of the thank Britney you. Spears music video.
Why
which
don't
one?
You do,
do
something?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know if I'll ever find a man who's into all this.
And I still love that you're using this dildo picture, holding
yes.
the dildo.
There's little eyes on it now.
Yeah. And your shirt's very hungry for
yes.
it.
Legitimately, from a glance, because Nick was holding the phone, thought that was Dory from Finding Nemo.
You gotta stop.
You thought that big-ass dildo was Dory?
Well, okay, so for everyone listening at
just
home, it does
swimming.
Have an emoji nose and eyes yeah. on it, yeah. so you can understand the confusion. What is that shirt that you're wearing?
It's a little monster shirt. Yeah. It's in my closet. Can I haven't worn it in a bit.
Do you know what? I mean, the general...
you should really make a Bitmoji for that dildo. So that you can have like one of the two, like so you two could play in like the Bitmojis.
Imagine I started sending a Bitmoji of me that was just a big blue dildo with like a weave on top, a big ass curly weave.
Yeah.
Why would I have to imagine that? I feel like you may have done that already.
My old dildo that Nick gave
George.
Me, used
George.
To wear a hat.
Yeah, he had a rainbow hat on him. And I used to find it in your bed, and you used to like try
yes,
to like shove
be like,
it behind the bed.
Don't touch George. He's been in use, please.
He would find it in Nicole's bed because they would literally lay together naked.
Oh, we used
90%
to have naked
of the time.
Yeah, that, all three of us used to do that,
yes.
wrapped up in quilts.
Oh my God, those are the best days of my life.
Oh,
you guys
those
living
were
in
fun.
My closet at separate times.
Look at her with the ass out on a bookshelf that's empty.
Yes. Well, that's to show my body, yaddy yaddy. Because yeah, like, looks... I feel like a lot of fat women are like, well, if I take a picture where I look thin, he'll be okay when he sees my big ass fucking body in person. That,
and it looks and
like,
good.
No, bitch. Yeah. Thank you.
That's you look an really ass good that, in it. That's like for you. Ass eaters.
That pounds
thank
you back.
Thank you. I
that
love ass. Getting my asshole eaten. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Slop, slop. I bring wipes out.
What do you need them for?
Do you need to clean up some?
Yeah. What, aisle 7?
Well, I want everybody to have some fresh licks. So I carry around, honestly, I carry around, oh shit,
butt
what is
wipes?
It called?
Is it...
Will you just fucking, here, just munch
no,
on some antibacterial
no, I'm
juice.
Tell you,
that's nasty.
I'm gonna tell you what.
After
I
eating,
carry
refresh.
Around, I do literally... ads for them, but what I'm literally holding a Lola feminine wipe that is in my purse. I use them for my puss, my butt, and seats on airplanes.
That is
because you have to get the pH balance right on those airplanes.
That is product
well,
placement.
Sometimes they're so gross, but it's a cleansing wipe. So I was like, I can use this on the screen of my airplane.
Is it antibacterial?
I don't know. Well, it's a pussy wipe.
If anyone knows, I'm
here's not all I know. It's all natural, and it's part of a subscription service, and it's good.
This just gets delivered to you in the mail.
Come on, free shit.
Come on. They send me free stuff all the time, and I fucking love it.
The next photo what? Is what? Of you and Clyde.
Oh, Clyde.
Yes, that dumpster dog. Mm-hmm. I love him.
And you know what? I will say your repertoire of wig selections for these photos yeah. is stunning.
Very versatile.
Thank you. I don't have the new one in there, my new little pineapple poof.
And the glasses are beautiful as well. I don't know what, they might be a Celine situation. But
no,
you look genuinely
they are
happy.
A Melrose... weird little store situation. They were $5.
You guys can find that
they,
online.
Broke in my hand one day, and I was like, "I am holding these."
I just noticed it. Like your backyard isn't like behind you. It looked like you were on a bus at first.
Thank you. Maybe that's why nobody's saying yes. They're like, "I'm not dating a bus, bitch."
She's got
she
her
ain't
dog
got
on
a
the
car.
Bus.
That means she's got a DUI or she's poor,
which may or may not be. True?
Oh, no, I don't
you
have
gotta
a DUI.
Stop with this beach picture.
Yes, don't
with
I look
a kick. You look great.
Don't I look the happiest yeah. I've ever looked in my life?
You could have died that day and you would have said you were completely happy
I
with
everything.
I
almost died that day because it was taken in Malibu. And there are, I believe, 10,197,000 steps to get out of the beach.
Oh, God.
You go down into the beach, then you have to go back up. And then everyone's very fit, and they're moving around you. And I'm going, I'm going to pass away. I don't feel good. I hurt my body, my heart.
I'd say this is my least favorite photo.
What, the Malibu Barbie?
The Malibu, yeah.
May I ask why?
I don't know, because it does quite, it encapsulates, encapsulates?
Encapsulates.
Anyway, it encapsulates.
Why don't you like what encapsulates? Words?
It encapsulates everything that you are, no. really. Maybe I don't love you.
Did you Photoshop
know.
Those
Maybe
glasses
I don't
on?
Love you. Did I Photoshop those glasses
They look like
on?
They're Photoshopped
Two
on.
Two little mirrors.
Snapchat filter.
Imagine I just made the Snapchat filter tiny.
Yeah. You're not even in Malibu.
No, those are my fucking sunglasses. I got them from Torrid Fashion. They're sold out. Siri about it.
Is Torrid also sold out? Is that still in business?
No, it's still in business. They're thriving.
Look.
I don't know. I assume they're thriving. I buy a lot of bikinis from there.
All
they're
in
not
all,
paying me. What?
I really think you should probably update some of these photos, to be honest.
Okay.
You look stunning in all of them. Yeah.
But?
I don't
I've
know.
Changed.
No, some of them don't. I guess they do show off your personality. But like the one of you holding the dildo, yeah. now that you've covered it with emojis, and it's not instantly recognizable as a giant blue dildo, mm-hmm. it doesn't really show off who you are.
But like, all what right. do you really like? Are you looking to find a date on this app? Or like, would you want to organically find a date when you're out?
I mean, oh, the most magical thing that would happen to me would be, hold on, I'll tell you after this break.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the healthcare everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves healthcare. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dateme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dateme. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/dateme. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/dateme. Spelled BABBEL.com/dateme. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore his seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
What a beautiful break that was had. I hope you enjoyed the ad. Right? That's where ads go? Okay. Okay. So to answer your question, I mean, it would be really cool to like swipe on a person that I find attractive and read their profile and was like, great, you're literate. Let's go out. And then like
that's your only criteria, literacy.
I don't know, like texting, I've said it 100 times on this podcast, texting creates a false sense of intimacy.
Yeah.
You text with someone and you're like, oh, we get the same jokes because you can read a joke. Like, it's not real. You don't know that person. You don't know how they're actually saying things. You can meet them in person. You're like, oh, you're not even funny. You're like, not even good at talking, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it would be like a dream to like go on a date with someone from one of these fucking apps, click, and then keep going on dates and like maybe a relationship happens. But another dream situation, I think the best dream situation would be to like work with someone and then like end up dating. Like, be like, oh, you like know me because we've spent time together in a professional setting.
That would be like favorable.
Yeah. So it's like, I know you on your best behavior. I know you have a job. Right.
But like, not to call you out, who would be the perfect someone?
Bitch, I don't know.
Like, no, I mean, it doesn't have to be even a real person.
No, no, I know. I've thought about it. Like, comedians have their own little fucked up things. Actors are insufferable. people of notoriety, like a producer or something, I feel like they make a lot of money. So then they want, like, you know, a blonde headed bitch with like big old titties and a medium sized butt, because I hear butts are going out.
No, that's
a lie. I hear that big butts are on their way out.
They're
you
coming
guys.
To the East
we
Coast.
Are screwed. The lot of us.
I need to go get mine sucked out now.
Nick
you
just
have
put
a
his
fabulous
in.
Fabulous butt.
Take it back out.
Well, you have a Brazilian butt left, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He has the whole continent of South America butt left.
Yeah. You have, so you have South America on your booty hole.
Uh-huh.
What else have you had done? Do you mind talking about that?
No, lipo. Just really just lipo.
Just lipo.
Do you mind talking about that? That's all he consists of as a human being.
Well, sometimes people get a little like, no, I'm all natural.
I've never had any injectables.
I mean, it's really, it's basically all natural except for Botox.
My favorite thing, or one of my favorite things you've said, because you say a lot of my favorite things, was I made you laugh last time you were here, and you're like, don't make me laugh too hard. My Botox is going to move.
You're going to make it shift.
That killed me, and I brought that up earlier today. Also, when I told you last time you were here that I was going to force you to do my podcast, Nick goes, great, let me bring my ring light. I wrote it down because it made me laugh so hard. And then, John, I think you were like, it's audio.
But John doesn't also have Apple Music, so he can't use the podcast.
Guys, I thought podcasts allegedly were an Apple product and that you needed to subscribe to Apple Music.
So my best friend was not consuming my hashtag content. Because he thought he needed Apple Music.
I've watched.
He completely looked past Lincoln bio.
So rude.
I've seen every episode of Loosely Exactly Nicole.
Thank you. So. I love how you had to like pause and really think about the title of it.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I told John a story last night and he went, I think I know this already. Was this an episode of Loosely Exactly? And I was like, full ass, it was. Yes, it was. But here's like the real story. It did not end well. So
I
here,
always think of like what you actually, like what stories you actually used on there. Mm.
And
like
how
really
much you change them.
Out.
That's the funny thing too, to watch those shows and go, she's lying. That's not what happened.
Yeah, like the intro when she comes out of that broke ass house. I'm like, this is a fucking lie.
Lies. Okay, here's how I respond to people. Someone tweeted this screenshot of a Tinder conversation that I had with this man who I like went on a date with, mm-hmm. and I thought we had a great time, but guess what? He did not ever text me back. So he wrote, hey, Nicole, I'm looking for the best donut shop in LA. Do you have any strong opinions or any, or should I start over? So I responded with, in all caps, how the fuck should I know? I like cookies. Also, the only hole I'm concerned with is my pussy. And he went on a date with me.
Thank God.
And then I was too much.
Look, I
imagine,
mean,
like, buckle up. You should know what you're like. What's in store for
there's
you?
There's definitely no false advertisement coming.
So
from
how many
your
dates did you go on with him?
One.
Did you just like?
Did you guys go to a donut shop?
What did we do?
Did he fill you with jelly?
Mm. No, I wish he filled me with his fucking cream.
Cream pie.
I wish he turned me into a Boston cream pie so I could goop it out in the bathroom.
Fucking New
I'm
Jersey
just
cream
kidding.
Pie.
I'm not on birth control, so I can't be gooped in.
Yeah, when she doesn't swallow. She doesn't swallow, so she'll never be
you're
full.
Playing with fire.
Out. I am playing with fire. I dare you. I dare a baby try
I
to grow
dare
inside
you to come
me.
On me.
I dare you. I dare you. I will get rid of you so quick, your little head will spin. Spin right up.
What are you doing with that hose?
Ooh, sucking this baby out.
Who's sucking on the hose?
All right, flushing this baby out. I don't know, power washing this baby out of me. I don't. So let's see. The Tinder conversations I've been having as of late are a bit of a bummer. People have just been like, you're Nicole Byer, which is nice. But like, so this guy, he wrote to me, I've seen you on the TV. And I said, And then he never responded. Why? I don't give a shit if you, like, yeah. Why did you?
What does that even mean? Yeah.
I don't know. Why did you message me? Yeah. Just so I know that you've seen me on TV? Yeah.
That you subscribe to.
Well, that's
to
like
Netflix.
Those people that are like, hey, I just wanted to say you're fucking hot. And then, like,
yes!
Have a great day. And you're like, I don't know where to go from there.
Like, Nick, you know you're hot. No one's adding to the conversation right. When they say you're hot.
Imagine doing
and
that
I just
like,
write like thank you and I do like the straight face emoji. I'm mm-hmm.
Why do people do that shit on the internet? Imagine doing that in everyday life, like walking into a shop and being like, great collection of clothing, and then leaving.
I do think.
But then
like
she
that.
Would have to walk around with a dildo all the time.
Hello. This other man I matched with, he said, hey, hope you're having a great day. I said, dearest Kenny, I'm great. I hope you're having a wonderful day as well. And he said, my dearest Nicole, winky face with a tongue out.
Oh,
he
God.
Said, did you accidentally swipe on me? I said, my darling Kenny, no. Did you accidentally
what?
Swipe on me? Like, where is this conversation going? So then he said, no, I didn't. I have a small fetish, or no, Finches, F-I-T-C-H-E-S, or a thing for women with a fat ass. I said, Finches?
Finch.
He said, fetishes. Sorry, LOL. You already. What is happening?
So wait, how did you even match at first? Because nobody knows if they swiped left or right.
Yeah,
I don't know why he was questioning what was happening. We matched.
Because
we
sometimes,
both swiped right.
I mean, I don't know because I don't have Tinder and I never have because I've
maybe,
dated
cool.
Maybe I'm
maybe
kidding.
Like
that was a joke,
cool.
By the way.
Yeah, you've been in a relationship for 3 fucking years. You're happy.
And I'm like,
cool.
Okay,
take
sorry.
Cool.
Wait a minute,
cool.
But don't people
go
like.
Go back to Australia. Cool.
Oh my God,
cool.
That is too real.
Cool.
Don't people like borrow other people's phones and swipe for them?
Yeah, sure. But like, if I'm speaking to you and yeah. I like, what led you to believe that it was an accident when I called you my darling Kenny?
Did you mean to speak to me or?
Like, what happened? So then this man on. Fucking March 29th said, damn, I want to pound on that ass and make it clap.
Now let's do that.
His name is Dwayne. So then I was like, I clicked on Dwayne. I was like, okay, Dwayne's not terrible looking.
How old is he?
But he seems to be outside a lot.
How old is he?
He's
like homeless?
40.
Oh, 40.
No, like having fun outside. And I'm an indoor girl.
Oh.
So then in April 1st, he said, would you try anal? After I didn't respond to him, and then yesterday he said, what's up? Bitch, you having a conversation with yourself.
Yeah.
I don't want
Wait,
anything.
But
sometimes people are just persistent. And Can't... then when you're like really drunk, you're like, nobody else is doing this, I might as well.
Have you tried any other app? Maybe it's just not the right app
I
for you.
Had a real bad time on Bumble. This man had a picture. He was white. He had a picture with this brown kid. I said, is this yours? Is this kid yours or borrowed? And he was like, he's my son. Oh. And I was like, all right. It was a joke.
All right, yeah.
So I don't have a good time on Bumble. I get more responses on Tinder. Here's a fun little exchange I had on Tinder. Nicole! I said, Justin! Justin says, I have to be upfront and say nailed it is one of the true joys of my life. I said, oh, thank you. He said, how's your evening? I said, I'm tired. I was filming Nailed It all day. He said, oh, nice. Blah, 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 blah. So then we
Wait, did he verbatim
about-
say that? Or was there other words?
There was more words, but we just talked about like our jobs. And then we started talking about avocados. So then I was like, what are we doing? So I said, you trying to fuck or not?
Right.
Oh my God.
So it's like, you just wanted to have a conversation with me?
There's a lot of people like that.
What purpose?
Wait a minute. But I just thought literally 10 minutes ago, you said you're not going to swallow back rando dicks anymore. That's a lie, ladies
say,
and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I guess I'm that
to the
Oprah
stage,
meme
liar.
Where she's going, what is the truth? I don't know.
Do you think that, like, does it turn you off when people bring up your career and the things they've seen you in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, why would people do that?
I don't know, because if I worked in Lord & Taylor, nobody would go, I've seen you selling dresses.
Where have you worked?
I guess they try to find like a medium ground, like
medium brown.
Medium ground.
Medium brown. That's my shade. Yeah.
It's like they
no,
won.
No, I get it. Like a common ground.
Yeah, common ground. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, look.
That's what I'm talking about.
I need a medium right now.
I need some medium ground.
But also, like, you don't want to talk about work outside of work. That is a general rule for everybody.
Well, I think normal people. People talk about work and weather.
Yeah,
they complain
and how
about
they
work.
Love to travel, which is a thing everyone loves.
Right.
But it's like all like this, it's like scripted already. It's like, hey, how are you? What do you do? What are you doing tonight? And they're like, do you want to swap pics? And it's like, no, not yet. Maybe. And they're like, do you work? I'm like, do you live at home?
Do you work? Do you live at home?
I don't know. The last date I went on with someone off of an app, he was just like, hey, how is your day going? Which is like lame, but I told him and then he told me how his day was going. And then I think there was two more exchanges and then he was like, let's go out. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's
right. Because we both knew we could talk. We both liked each other's pictures. And then we went out and it was fine. It didn't work out, but like, that's how it should be, I think.
Yeah, I don't really think that endless textual communication is really going to lead to anything.
No.
No. Maybe dick pics, which is always a nice little thing to get. But
I mean, honestly, once you've seen one dick...
This I disagree with you on.
Or like three dicks. Fine. Once you've seen three dicks, you've seen them all.
Okay, well, I've seen three dicks today.
And you have?
Where?
No, why didn't you share?
Where's Ryan?
One I was sat with you at the Earth Cafe, and you didn't show me nary a dick?
Ryan, nary dick have I seen. Is it actually the truth? I haven't seen three dicks today.
All right. Well, don't get a bitch excited.
Well,
I thought we were going to have a little snack after this, and right. I was going to get some
I don't
to
even
want to
see a picture of it. I want to see it like in like up close and personal.
Yeah. Like,
this is what Nick
says
to come
gonna
on.
Do for
yeah,
me?
Yeah, nothing.
I've never looked at a dick pic, pulled my pants down, and rubbed on my fat little clit. I've never done that.
You just take the phone and put it on vibrate. You're like,
That would be more helpful. Call me over and over again. Right, I'll put it on vibrate. I will get off on that.
So you know what I think the best thing about dick pics is what people use to show scale. Like some of the endless... like
I love the angles that they get.
The angles are great.
They are so great. Or like when it's over a toilet bowl, it's like, what are you doing there?
Well, I finished pissing. Here is a great time to take a dick pic. I once got a dick pic from a man with a mop in the corner, and I was like, what is this? To scale? Like, what? Your dick is so long and thin, you wanted to show it off? It was very confusing, and I asked him, and he's like, well, I'm at work. And I was like, then go to work.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing at work?
Money. Yeah.
Why are you hard at work?
Why?
Why are you hard at Burger King?
You're hardly working.
That's so rude.
You're hardly working
while you're
hard
at work.
That was good, Nick. Yeah. That was funny.
But on.
That was very funny. Very funny.
Very funny.
All right, let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
I know that, like, you guys are into not women, you like men, but if you liked women, would either of you date me? Why won't you date me?
I don't know if you remember this. You asked me to go to prom with you.
I did?
High school.
Did you deny her?
Yeah, and I did. And
you
I
were rude.
Oh, because I had a crush on you in high school. Yes, I did. And I was hell-bent on making you love me or come out as gay.
Yes.
Which
and
is
then
awful.
I did one of those things.
You
actually
did.
Both of those
and
things.
And I said, John, please let me be the first to know. And I was not.
Nope, she wasn't. And then I came out to her second. And then Nick came out to you. I don't know if you recall that.
I told her not to tell you because you didn't tell me first. And then she said, hold on, called you right after that and told you. And then she called me back and she's like, hey, so I told John.
A living nightmare. So why wouldn't you date me in high school and why won't you date me now?
Look, I probably, if I was heterosexual now, would date you. But I was very confused about who I was in high school. And the only commonality we had was Louis Vuitton bags. And
Louis Vuitton Air Force Ones.
And Shelto shoes, yeah.
And Escalades. Mm-hmm, that's
Miss Yellow.
And a rainbow crimped weave.
And, yeah. And that
theater.
Was my favorite
or ribbon
thing.
Ribbon candy. I had this awful ponytail in high school that looked like literal ribbon candy.
Can you get a wig that has ribbon candy in it?
Maybe I will. Maybe I already have one. Mm-hmm.
It was like a fruit roll-up coming off of your head.
Truly. It was wild. But, okay, John, you're grappling... I remember I was like, well, what kind of girls do you like? I think I confronted you at the Benson's house.
Yeah.
I remember he used to be like, I like Asian girls.
Yes, yeah. There was no Asian girls in our school. Yeah,
that's not true. There was Tanya DiDonna.
True.
Okay, you are
and there
right.
was the other that other girl.
This is so sad.
So sad.
We live in a very,
very white community.
Yeah, that is actually weirdly true.
I mean, hurts my feelings that, like, you were trying to explore your sexuality and just wouldn't let me slob on your dick.
Yeah, yeah. We could do it now, I guess, if
I'm
you really
so
want
to. I'm so sad you wouldn't unzip that blue vest and let me suck on them nips.
Wait, do you know what was even worse, though? After you asked me to prom and I completely denied you, I then went to prom with...
Yeah, that was so rude.
Yeah.
But it wasn't our prom. It was her prom.
Yeah, it was their... It was senior prom.
Their prom.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
How am I feeling?
Well, look, I'm sorry about that. And I'll probably never live that down now that I've reminded you about it.
Truly. What? I got you back. I signed you up for a Lane Bryant card.
Oh, my God. Do you know I checked my credit report the other day and that came up?
Oh, my God.
It was like closed accounts and it was like my old bank credit card and then it was like Lane Bryant and I was like, this bitch is haunting me.
Everybody used to be like, who's fat? Who can we send
yeah,
these
who
to?
Yeah, who can we say?
No, you were so rude. You used to literally say, welcome to Lane Giant as women walked
oh,
through the door.
Lane Giant. Nobody laughed. I do that in my act and sometimes nobody laughs and I'm like, guys, fat people are funny. I mean, everyone is funny in their own way.
Yeah.
I enjoyed being fat in hindsight, in retrospect. Maybe not during high school. It probably wasn't the best
time. What do you mean enjoyed?
But like I was very
happy. Oh, that
was
me throwing shade. I was insinuating that you're still fucking fat.
Oh my God.
Your cheeks are filled.
I told Nick today that I got a face filled to come here so I look good for him. And he goes, with what? Food?
But yes, you were more rotund.
Wait, do you actually still think I'm fat?
No, I'm kidding. Also, fat is not bad.
Right. No, not at all.
Everybody has fat. Some people have more than others.
No, I think, yeah.
But you were a chubby little adorable.
I was humongous.
You were adorably fat.
Yeah. And I wore these things to cover my body.
That
you
made you look bigger.
You wore every day a blue Old Navy vest.
Okay,
yeah.
Blue Old Navy
shorts.
There was a light blue and a navy blue.
And some
busted New Balances.
Excuse me, none of that is true. Okay.
No, the vest is true.
The vest is true.
Excuse me, the vest. Never you on wore a it new... every day. I believe it's in your junior year high school picture.
I didn't wear it every day. People are going to think I don't shower.
Okay, so you wore it 3 days a week. Whatever, it's outerwear.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I've never owned New Balances, but the rest of that outfit is pretty correct.
All right, Adidas. I don't know. They were also blue. My friend was colorblind. Snigolus?
Yes.
If you were straight, would you date me? Why won't you date me?
Why won't you date me? I'd probably hit it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think you would break my heart.
Probably. Yeah, definitely.
I
do that to everyone.
You would absolutely break
That's
my
like the
heart.
Aries side of me.
The what?
Aries side of
What's me. What's the side of Virgo?
I don't know.
Me either.
Dicks?
Yes.
Wait, are you a Virgo? Are you asking him because he's
a
Virgo?
No, I'm a Virgo, and he seems to know about signs. Are you a Virgo?
I think
I'm
we're compatible.
A Virgo Libra cast.
We're compatible. I truly do think we would get super close, and you just break it.
Yeah.
Break what? Your pussy or your heart?
Both.
Yeah, I think you'd break my pussy and then my heart.
Let's try to break this tonight.
Yeah, fuck me. Did I ask either one of you to fuck me? Because I lost my virginity late.
You frequently still ask us.
Yeah,
to fuck
I think you do it all the time. I just think we just think it's funny, so we're just like,
yes,
you're so funny.
Totally, we'll totally bang.
Yeah, yesterday in the pool, I truly held you onto me. I was like, please just grind a little bit. Just a little human interaction, a little human touch feels good.
It's been so long.
Your dick inflatable has popped, so now you
literally
ride
people. I mean, it has popped. It's because it's not a pool toy. It's definitely like a bachelorette party like thing. Do you guys have any advice for me?
I think you're pretty good.
Yeah,
on dates.
You're doing pretty
well. You do great. You like it's like an interview basically for you, but you're really good at it. It's all these other people that just don't get it.
I almost think I'm too good at being personable and charismatic.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more.
What a cocky thing to say. I did just join a secret matchmaking service.
Oh, God.
I don't even know the name of it, but I was sent this questionnaire. That was very long and intense and stuff. It was like, what do you do for a living? Do you want to date anybody in your field? Do you want kids? How many kids do you want? Where do you live? Do you live alone?
What are your non-negotiables?
My non-negotiables are you can't have dreams. You have to.
You can't sleep. You can't have dreams.
You can't dream. You can't snore. No.
Just die.
I need you to be dead already. No, I want you to be living your dream. Like, I want you to be living what you want to be.
I would have never got that out of just no dreams.
Yeah, so I'm so glad you clarified.
Yes. My medicine is worn off. Sure. ADD, the brain is bouncing. Yes, bitch. My brain is like a trampoline.
Yeah.
So I want someone with a career intact. Mm-hmm. I want them to be like making money. Yeah. I want them to be driven. And if I say to whoever I end up with, where do you see yourself in 50 years? If they're like retired, No, I will work until I'm dead, yeah. And I hope that you want to work until you're dead.
Do you think people are like put off that you're like financially stable?
I think people are a little put off that I'm financially stable and that I work a lot.
Do you think you're limiting yourself? I mean, when you say making money, obviously there's the very various levels of how much money.
Yes.
Do you need an abundance?
No, I don't need an abundance because I don't have like an abundance. I lead a pretty low-key life. Like, mm-hmm. My entire outfit cost me, I would say, $30.
She's rounding up.
Yeah.
The dress is from a thrift store. The shirt is from a thrift store. The Converses were free.
Found those in a dumpster.
I hopped out of a dumpster fully clothed, picked up this wig out of a gutter, and I said, okay, I'm ready.
Would you ever, like date somebody that's not financially stable yet, but like is in the right direction to get financially stable?
I think you should consider it.
I guess I don't have to pay for anything.
Right.
Like if you can't afford to go, you stay home.
Yeah.
Right.
I think I would feel obligated to pay for someone to like come on a vacation with me.
Yeah.
But I guess I would have to just put thy foot down and say no.
No.
Yeah. No.
Das ist no good.
Das no good.
Yeah, but also you don't need to like, you know, everyone can afford a vacation, hopefully. If that is your criteria, you should be able to afford a vacation. But you don't necessarily need to stay in a 5-star resort and you don't need to fly first class.
No, I can watch you walk to the back. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I don't need to sit next to you.
See you later, honey.
See you on the flip side. Honey.
We'll sit together in bed and I'll be on your dick. You better believe. Oh my God. I've told you this now, I think twice. I got so drunk on my flight on Sunday. You better believe my new limit in the sky is 8 vodka sodas and 3 full cups of champagne. Yeah. That's my limit.
Is that with or without food?
That is between the second and third cup of champagne. I got up and just lumbered to the flight attendant and said, excuse me, can I have one of them wraps? And then they gave me a wrap and I don't remember chewing.
Ladies and gentlemen, she swallows.
She lies.
Really?
Which way do you hold your banana?
So what is it? Oh my God. Oh, my Uber driver was concerned about me. I think everyone at the airport was probably very concerned.
You're probably a real
treat. And in my brain, I was like, you're covering this well. As I watched Forrest Gump 2 inches from the monitor.
Did you cry? Do you notice that you're more sensitive when you're in the air?
Yeah, it's because the air pressure is different.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's science.
Science is.
Well, it's a
like
science
when you
fact.
Go down, like when you like land, you get like kind of like.
Is that what you
horny,
call landing? Going down?
You get horny.
Like, not horny, but like.
No,
you
that's
get, like,
a true story because I saw it
really?
On Trixie and Katya.
Wait, when you land on a plane, you get horny?
Yeah, because the pressure.
Yeah, we get hard.
Because you know the blood pressure.
You get hard?
Get fucking
well,
hard.
Because your dick fills up with blood.
That's a lie.
So like.
No, that's an erection, John.
Oh, that's science as well.
That's
right. See, biology. I really was not good
on,
at that.
Science.
I guess you weren't listening during class. Mr. Mayo
after he
didn't
just told me earlier that I was dumb.
Well, yeah, John, a boner is when the blood flows to your fucking dick.
What if you have...
Oh my God, so does that mean if I pricked a dick while it was hard, it would explode with blood?
Oh my God.
Because that's how the anatomy works.
Wait, was that a stupid question?
We'll have to check it out later.
I'm legit, is that how it works?
No.
No, it's like veins.
What is it in
that,
veins
like,
and stuff?
Fill
not
cartilage,
a fucking balloon,
right?
Nicole.
It's like veins that fill cartilage, but
Look, don't ask me because I actually have no idea, and I'll sound like an idiot.
Muscle and not muscle.
But wait.
Okay, I'll say this.
Yeah.
Our bodies are a wonderland.
Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. What?
Blessings be.
Do people who have massive dicks get lightheaded when they get
hard?
Yes,
they do sometimes. Or when they
Nick,
like, get
Nick knows because his dick
I know,
is real big.
I'm lightheaded all the time. I'm lightheaded right now.
I
my leg is crossed
because
I have a hard on.
Sitting like
I like wish I had a dick.
You can do that.
I
now.
Feel I, like not a strap on. I wish my clit was even bigger.
Yeah, but does it get like does it get filled? Like does it swell when you get like horny?
I guess it swells.
What? How do you not know? Does it expand?
I don't think I've ever really
can we flex seal it?
Taken like I don't think I've ever like taken the time to understand what was actually happening
so you
with
don't
my
sit
clit.
There with like a mirror and look?
No, I don't have the time.
You're
I'm pretty
have to
busy.
Do that tonight.
I get my boyfriend, my imaginary boyfriend, Mr. Hitachi, and I slam Hitachi. It onto my clit. And then I ride a little bit. And then I come and I'm good and I go to sleep.
I am so unfamiliar with female anatomy that you told me earlier today that you could actually lift your clit up.
No, I was kidding.
And I believed you. Like I genuinely had no idea.
She would need surgery.
I thought it was like a switch.
Where are we going to attach this?
I wish I could remember the context of me saying that. What was I talking about?
We were in the hair salon and you just decided to bestow that knowledge upon me.
I lift my clit up and slam it down. My friend Adam tells a joke about how he asked me, so he was like, does this happen to girls? Like, sometimes a dude puts on sweatpants and you get like a little fuzzy on the tip of your dick from like the new sweatpant. And I was like,
where
nah, that happened. That doesn't happen to me. What happens to me is sometimes I gotta scoop my stink ditch after I put on sweatpants. And he was like, what? And I was like, sometimes your pussy fills up with gray matter. And he was like, wait, what? And I was like, I am kidding. Why does nobody know how vaginas work?
Because nobody talks about it.
They don't, but I'm breaking that
break
fucking
the barrier.
I'm breaking the glass ceiling on pussy talk.
Release the
Let's
floodgates.
Talk about pussies. They are a self-cleaning oven.
Yes, they are.
Do not douche. It's bad for them.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah, because the pH balance.
Yes, it cleans itself.
What if you use just water?
I don't think that's good for it either.
Because it pushes
not thirsty.
Up.
It doesn't need
it's,
agua.
Yeah, it's not.
Honey, you want to talk about thirsty? That pussy is thirsty.
I mean, my pussy literally claps out
desert.
Dust in the morning because it's so thirsty
when
and
she
dry
walked by,
for
I
a
saw
dick.
A tumbleweed.
Rolling down her leg.
Imagine just
and then you hear like the gunshots bang bang.
My pussy's a Western.
Who's gonna win, the Cowboys or the Indians?
Oh my god. Honestly, you guys, this has been a treat.
Yeah, it's
thank you. Is. Thank you for having us.
Nick,
I'm
swinging around. Swinging around at you. Yeah, it's been fun. I'm spent.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, I mean, I don't know how you'll do more podcasts, but book my friends. They're on the internet. Do you guys like want to promote your Instagrams and your Twitters and your Facebookies?
I mean, my Instagram's just like Nicholas_Stavola.
Nick goes, no, but it's
N-I-C-H.
O-L-A-S-O.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I can't spell. John?
Sure. I'm at the Mason Way.
Yes. Okay. And if you like this podcast, please subscribe and give it 5 stars. On iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Swipe right.
Spotify, if you will. And if you see me on Tinder, do not fucking swipe right unless you are going to take me to a fucking free-ass dinner that you're paying for because I'm cheap.
Yeah.
Okay, so, also, if you want, you can leave me a nasty little review and I'll read it on this podcast. So, Emma E E E L Y M A said, She gave me a 5-star rating, which was very nice, very kind. She said, I want to blow in your butthole until you float like a balloon and I can carry you around on a string. Honestly, the funniest thing anyone has sent in.
That's
because
great.
Imagine.
And I thought butt chugging was going to be fun.
Oh my God, your balloon body.
All right. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.